Governance expert and executive director of IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, says despite a few one-party states in operation in Africa, multi-party democracy has come to stay with much emphasis on elections. He said a situation where a party manipulates the system and manages to linger on to power for long is out of fashion, and that is why the stance by the Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh must not be tolerated. Dr. Akwete made the observation on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, which looked at democracy in Africa.
If you are looking at the period from about 1992 or 91 to date, what you have seen would be described as the progress of electoral democracy within a liberal democratic representative democracy framework. For short, it's a multi-party system. You know that before 1991, across the continent, we had military rulers or one-party authoritarian states. In Ghana, we were doing revolution in the 80s, but previously we've had military regimes. In other places, they also had, especially in East and Southern Africa, where you had one-party regimes. If you look at Tanzania, even Kenya, and most of East Africa, Southern Africa, except in Botswana, where you had a multi-party system, but with a dominant party that still is in power. That was the general picture. In West Africa, I think we had a large number of a preponderance of military regimes governing us and one-party states in a few cases. But if you look at the picture then after 1991 to date, you'll find out that, well, multi-parties have come into play. Across all the countries, Nigeria, Ghana, La Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, name them. Gambia, you mentioned, is an interesting case. Yeah. Where the man who had ruled for 22 years and is now challenged by a unified opposition, and they voted him out. So largely we are having liberal democracy with greater emphasis on elections than probably on development. And that's the kind of democracy we have. It's a multi-party system, but dominant parties are there.
Is it possible to have a one-party state and yet describe that state a democratic state?
You could. There are different democracies, not one thing. There are different models.
A lecturer at the Political Science Department at the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agredakun, said democracy on the continent has provided mixed results. He said there is a huge disappointment because the kind of development envisaged have occurred following the adoption of democracy has not fully materialized.
If systems exist and they can work, why not? We have technology transfer here and there. We have policy transfers, among others. Who tells us that even within the traditional system, we didn't have democratic credentials? We have systems of accountability. We have ways by which we could remove consultations. We have ways by which consensus building, we could remove chiefs. You understand? We could impeach them. The chief had to respond to the needs of the people. Even coronation rights. The man swearing that, look, I'm your chief. You call me today, this morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever, I'll respond. If I don't, that itself is a contract arrangement between the government and the people.
Yes. So when we come to going with that.
So now what we are looking at is the nexus that we are trying to strike between the traditional political order and the modern political order. We make tremendous progress down the line. I mean, governments are much more responsive, even though we seem to be promoting the fallacy of electoralism, where we must be interested in what you call the substantive democracy, the quality of public policies and programs. And that means that we need to build state capacity. Building the state capacity will mean that the democracy that we're operating must be a developmental one. So we are talking about democratic developmental states. A state that is responsive to the needs and aspirations of the people will be accountable, go through political accountability. You have to account for stewardship. And you see, when human beings know that they are being observed, they alter their behavior in line with what perhaps the expectation of this kind of democracy, where specific interests within the society are incentivized to be represented. For instance, how do we improve the representation of, for instance, women in our system so they can actually impact on policies and programs? So my argument is simple, that Democracies have certain principles. Yes. And these principles, for me, they are not alien to us.
Okay.
Not even the traditional system. These are Bill of Rights,
so separation of powers.
There's nothing wrong for me. Nothing wrong.
From
the challenges that are confronting us, we need to deal with them and make sure that we make progress. Why not? If we have internal mechanisms that will help us address those challenges, why not? If there's a system that is working somewhere and we think that we can transfer, why not?
Okay.
The most important thing is that governments exist for their people, and we need to be sensitive to that.
A senior lecturer at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu, said, though development is good, it comes with challenges with respect to development on the continent.
Are there standards upon which democracy is built? Now, from all that is saying, if we should look at it from purely political science perspective, can African democracies be American democracy? Can it be a British democracy? Now, what startles me and worries me is that when you look at Europe, Switzerland, their type of governance system, though is democracy, is different from that of the British.
Yes.
The British are different from what? It's different from what? The Germans, Netherlands. So what informs this difference? This is the question. And for me, this is my concern, that when you look at the Asian tigers, you see Korea, you see Malaysia, you see Thailand, you see
they
Japan.
They have a different system also.
They have different systems. They are all being called democracies. Mm. But then in Africa, we either have the French presidential system, the Westminster system, or the American presidential system. So the question is that, can we evolve, contextualize our democracy in a manner as to bring about, because, you know, Barry Buzan talks about the idea of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the idea of the state that informs the institutions. The project we have now is like we are aspiring to be what, a Puritan form of what, cosmopolitan democracy.
Those were views of panelists on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Points, which discussed democracy in Africa.